The energy giant Shell plans to open a new multi-billion dollar petrochemical plant along the Ohio River this summer. The massive industrial site will use natural gas drilled and fracked in western Pennsylvania to make tiny plastic pellets, and they will be used as raw material to make other plastic products. But these pellets can sometimes end up in the water. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant took a boat ride with workers hunting for plastic in the river. And here's what she found.
Captain Evan Clark leads cleanup groups in the rivers near Pittsburgh. He's the Three Rivers waterkeeper and is amazed at how many plastic bottles, grocery bags, and thin films, like the ones that cover cigarette packs, they find in the rivers.
That such a massive percent of what we pull out of the river is plastics is really eye-opening and educational.
Clark pulls the waterkeeper boat to the side of the Ohio River at the boat launch in Monaca, a few miles upriver from Shell's plant. He's bundled up in waders and a hoodie to protect him from the wind. Eric Harder, the Youghiogheny River keeper, is among a few others waiting to get on board. They're headed out to look for a different kind of plastic, nurdles.
I'd say most people do not know what a nurdle was when I first, would tell them about it.
Nurdles are tiny pieces of plastic the size of a lentil. They're the raw material used by manufacturers to make other plastic products. It takes more than 350 nurdles for one yogurt cup and over 1,000 nurdles to make a soda bottle. The boat passes Shell's huge new industrial facility high on the bank. When it opens, it will make 1.6 million metric tons of plastic pellets a year. And sometimes those tiny bits can spill. This has happened in Texas, Louisiana, and elsewhere. Nurdles have spilled from plants owned by other companies. Containers of them have fallen off ships and train cars. Unknown tons of the tiny pellets wind up in the waterways and mix with the sand on shorelines. Fish and birds can ingest them. The environmental groups are on today's patrol, surveying for nurdles now, to build a baseline of plastics in the river so they can tell if there are any spills from the Shell plant after it opens. They stop the boat, and using a metal pole, Eric Harder lowers a large sock-like filter onto the surface of the water to catch debris. Then they wait for 10 minutes. They pull the filter sock out of the water and empty the contents through a sieve into a bucket. James Cato of Mountain Watershed Association inspects the debris. He points out a piece of hard, dense plastic, a nurdle. It's a dull, yellowish color.
And that also looked to me like a nurdle. And it still has that kind of glowing quality. And then the other ones are yellowed and they've been eroded down into more irregular shapes. So who knows how long they've been out here.
Cato pulls out an amber-colored vial and drops in one of the nurdles. They go through this protocol at set locations up and down river of the Shell plant and send the nurdles they find to researchers they've partnered with at local universities. The scientists will analyze their chemical makeup and see if other pollutants in the water are concentrating on the surface of the nurdles. The coalition will also survey for nurdles on the riverbanks, look for them in fish guts, and monitor water quality near Shell's plant before and after it opens.
Obviously, it's a massive, massive corporation, so we're definitely up against it in that way. And I do think that, should something happen, we're really collecting the data that we need to back us up.
Mike Blackhurst of the University of Pittsburgh organized the partnership. He admits getting baseline data for nurdles in the river will be difficult.
I don't want to be too much of a wet blanket, but as someone who has good statistical modeling skills, you do need a lot of samples to be able to show change with some level of significance.
Blackhurst is more confident that drone footage could tell them if there are spills coming from the Shell plant, and water quality sampling could assess changes at those times. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection declined an interview, but noted that plastic pellets discharged from the plant are regulated under the state's environmental laws and that the Shell plant will be subject to regular inspections. Shell said in an email that the pellets produced at the plant, quote, cannot be allowed to make their way into local waterways under any circumstances, and that the company built multiple barriers to capture any plastics that may spill at the plant. Still, Captain Evan Clark thinks the more Nurdle patrols they do and the more people hear about it, the better.
Not only just to Shell, but to everybody else who's interested in this, in the plastic issue, seeing that people are taking it seriously enough to spend the time and the money to be out here doing the work does a ton to just raise the visibility.
And with more petrochemical plants like this under consideration along the Ohio River, Clark hopes this monitoring effort will help protect the water from plastic pollution. For Here and Now, I'm Julie Grant.
And a quick note, the plastic research partnership mentioned in the story has funding from the Heinz Endowments, which also supports the Allegheny Front journalists.